Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the evil characteristic of showing off, which in Arabic we call riya. This is one of those very evil characteristics, and it is one of the characteristics that can lead to other, you know, bad results, such as, for example, the canceling of our act of worship, which we might have performed with the intent of showing off. So this is a characteristic that we want to shun and forego and adopt in its place, its opposite, which is sincerity with respect to God Almighty. Let's look at this beautiful tradition and read it for you here today. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, so this is a dua and a prayer that Imam Ali is making in order to protect himself from riya. So not only is this a good hadith, tells us about showing off and why it's bad, but also we can use this as a prayer if we feel within us the characteristic of showing off. We feel that we're showing off for people, we want to get rid of this characteristic. We can make this prayer, it can help us perhaps, you know, and can facilitate the elimination of this characteristic from us. Imam Ali says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from looking good in the gleaming mirror of people's eyes, whilst my inward self that I conceal from others be ugly in front of you, and from guarding myself against sin only for show in front of people, whilst you know all there is to know about me, such that I may display my good side to people, leaving the bad deeds for you. Right? Somebody might say here that Imam Ali is an infallible. He's a perfect human being. He doesn't sin. He doesn't have any bad deeds. So what exactly is he doing? Right, so this is something, obviously, a subject that should be discussed in theological discussions, right? But just we don't have time to enter into this discussion in depth. But we might say that a lot of different answers and responses have been given to this objection by our respectable scholars, one of which is that perhaps the imam, yes, it's true, he doesn't have any bad deeds, but he's making such prayers in order to teach us, fallible people, how to address God and how to repent, how to seek refuge in God from this evil vice of showing off. And this is one answer. Maybe other answers could also be given. Well, of course, we'll forego that discussion for its own proper place. In continuation, the imam says, such that I may display my good side to people, leaving the bad deeds for you. In seeking nearness to mere servants of yours, and getting further and further away from your good pleasure. Right? So that when we show off, right, by doing a good deed, so not only is the bad deed that we, not only is the showing off canceling the good deed that we might have done, but also it's distancing us from God, it's distancing us and removing us from God's proximity. Further, we become further and further away from God, right? So it has this evil effect upon us. We ask refuge from God from this evil trait. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at showing off in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.